Welcome to Good Life. I'm Dean Wilson. I'm so glad you're with us wherever you are. If you're joining us on television here in the Santa Barbara, California area, we welcome you at TVSB. And so many of you are joining us around the world on all these different platforms, including the website, goodlifetelevision.org, and the podcast, which grew a lot last year, and we're so grateful. You can, any podcast platform, you can search for Good Life Conversations and you can find us there, and they drop interviews every week. And we've had such an incredible group of humans who've come on this program, and we have a couple more today, and I'm so grateful for my guests. Doug Cornfield is with us, and Doug is in Corning, New York. He's got the blue background there. And Dave Stevens is with us, ready for the national championship game, evidently rooting for the Huskies. Is that right, Dave?
Actually, it's my high school, Wickenburg. I think they stole it from us, but
okay. So
I'm using it today for my friends trying to support a national champion. So yeah,
I like it. Well, welcome, Dave. And Dave is in Bristol, Connecticut. These are two amazing guys. They're doing some amazing stuff. We'll get to that in a second. Dave spent 20 years with ESPN, won Emmy Awards. Dave has got quite a story, which we'll get into. And Doug Cornfield, author. Doug, you were at Merrill Lynch. I was at Morgan Stanley. So we were rivals at one point, I think.
Well, I actually interned with Dean Witter. That's how old I am.
Oh, well, I actually, when I went into the business, I went to work for Dean Witter.
There you go. And then you got bought out by Morgan.
Yeah, I bought out by Morgan. And so, yeah, Doug has been in that business. Doug and a partner have written a book called Pulling Each Other Along, and we're gonna get into that. But
don't forget my children's book, A Pound of Kindness.
A Pound of Kindness, and we'll talk about that as well. Yeah, I love kind of what you're doing. But start with kind of how did you guys meet?
I got an email. Because of what I do with sports camps, and our other Dave, who is going to be a guest on here, Dave Clark, who's the only professional baseball player that ever played on crutches, I got an email saying I needed to meet this Dave Stevens guy. And, you know, and every once in a while, you don't know if they're going to answer their phone, but I had a phone number. I called him and he answered. We probably had a 30-40 minute conversation. He told me he was doing a speaking event in Connecticut. And I said, well, can I fly and come meet you? And so I literally flew to Detroit, to Connecticut, met him, and we spent a couple of days together and made some connection. And then before you know it, I said, hey, Dave, would you want to come down to our sports camp in Florida to help Dave Clark and I, you know, with our disability dream to do sports camps? And we flew him down, and kind of have a funny story. It's a video that should go more viral, but Dave had a friend of his who was one of the, I guess, producers, cameramen for ESPN come and shoot some video for us. And Dave was doing a promo where he was on home base at, this is the spring training field for the Minnesota Twins. So we've got this cameraman coming and Dave's asking a former cross country track runner to pitch to him. And I'm pitching to him and he said, well, bring it a little harder, bring it a lot harder. So he's batting, and you got to understand, if you can't see, Dave's got no legs. So it's not very much of a strike zone. And before you know it, Dave realized he should have worn a helmet. So he got beamed pretty good. So that was my introduction to Dave Stevens.
Is you actually threw at him. That's good.
Oh, it's on
I didn't
tape,
throw man. At him. I had one get away. I threw a bunch of strikes. But I had one get away.
So Dave Stevens with no legs, you pinch it for Daryl Strawberry with the St. Paul Saints. Like, you can't make this up.
No, I without being offensive to people, I like to refer to myself as Forrest Gump, because I have done crazy things, you know, that people, you know, a guy without legs. It started out when I was young on a TV show called That's Incredible. And there's this little 5-year-old kid chipping golf balls off my fake legs before we go on stage. The dad turns to the kid and says, Tiger, stop doing that. So it was a 5-year-old Tiger Woods and myself as my journey started. And you know, being able to play high school sports like wrestling and football and baseball, taking it to the next level, being the only college football player in the history of NCAA without legs, and playing minor league baseball. I mean, thank God I have video to prove that I existed, because people just don't believe it. And it was a much different time before the internet, when, you know, it was just kind of organic as far as legends would grow, this legless guy that was playing sports. So I, you know, I'm so glad that Doug and my path crossed with Dave Clark to, you know, a couple of similar stories of two people that overcame and beat the odds. Two of the greatest sports stories no one's ever heard.
Hey, when's the movie going to happen? I mean,
well, Dave Stevens is actually already in one right now. I mean, it's
a, yeah, there's a Netflix movie that just came out called The Saint of Second Chances, which is a baseball story about the owner of the Saints and his career with Major League Baseball, Mike Vec, and, you know, his disaster of Disco Demolition Night to signing Daryl Strawberry and a legless guy to play minor league baseball. And it shows our journey. And it tells the story of how this guy without legs made an impression on a former major leaguer who was down and out. And that person then ended up seeing me, changing his life, getting back into baseball and winning two World Series with the Yankees. So the narrative is not just me, but my part is that, hey, if one person can make an impact in a life, you can see what it can do. And that's what we're doing, you know, with Disability Dream and do with what Doug's doing and the camps that we put on with the minor league teams. And we've rubbed elbows with Tim Tebow and all these, you know, future major leaguers and past major leaguers like Doug Minkiewicz and all of the things we do to give kids and those with seen and unseen disabilities that opportunity to do the things that Dave Clark and I had to battle to do before there were organizations that would let us play organized sports.
Yeah. Oh, it's so powerful. I got to meet Daryl last February. We were at an event in LA and hey, I got to ask this though, because we're talking about the St. Paul Saints. I know he had Jack Morris. I mean, this guy was out of the box.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of Isla Borders?
I know Isla very well. She was on my podcast last year, and you know the things that she went through that we didn't know about, as far as death threats and things that she had to go through.
I played high school baseball with Isla Borders.
Did you really?
Played high school baseball at Whittier Christian High School with Isla Borders. And in fact, the National Enquirer came out. And again, speaking of things you can't make up, the National Enquirer came out and did a story, and I am in the background while she's pitching.
Nice.
In the National
That's Enquirer. Tremendous. I'll have to text her.
You need to tell her. She probably doesn't remember me. I'm nobody, but she just, you know, just say Dean Wilson. He played shortstop behind you at Whittier Christian. He says hello. Isla Borders played for the St. Paul Saints.
Yeah, she was the first female professional pitcher to get a win, and then got traded to Duluth, and now she is a firefighter up in I believe either Oregon or Wyoming or something crazy like that. And yeah, she's was a part of the new movie that came out, you know, with about the St. Paul Saints. So it was just
no
tremendous.
Way.
Yeah. So small world. I can't wait to tell her.
Oh my gosh. And you know, Daryl Strawberry has turned his life around.
That's the things that, and Doug can, you know, Doug's been seeing these kind of things throughout his life, going to, you know, going against Herschel Walker in track and field. You know, people are labeled one way and the media covers them when they're at their darkest moment.
Right.
But if they are able to turn it around and make an impact, there's very few ESPNs that are doing a follow-up story on Daryl's ministry and the good things. They'd rather chase Doc Gooden as he continues to go the wrong path or whatever.
Right.
And that's the problem. There's great shows like this that showcase those that have overcome many odds to do those kind of things, you know. And God bless Daryl. I just talked to him a couple of weeks ago. We text, you know, all the time. And, you know, it's like, give people credit that people can change and they can make an impact once they've made those changes.
Yeah, that's so true. We need more. Yeah, we need more of this. And Doug, talk about the stories that you're – talk about what fires you up. I mean, I love this book, and I love the whole thing. I mean
– there's so many things that keep us going, because it's – you know, one of them is I got two amazing Daves. I couldn't just have one Dave. I got two Daves, and we actually called it D3 Day before it was Dave, Doug, and Dave. So, you know, we added Dave Stevens several years ago, and the impact of exploring potential. If there's one thing, and I have a son that was born with no arms. So one of my motivations is that we get to interact with parents. And I get to introduce these stories like Dave Clark and Dave Stevens. And even if you're listening in this long now to this broadcast, I have to dumb their stories down in the beginning to make them believable. And it's true, you know. And all of a sudden, I was in the Minnesota Twins locker room, and I'm getting to do the introduction, and I have this whole group of professional players around me in the locker room. And I'm introducing one Dave to my left, and I got my other Dave to my right now. And so I have this privilege of introducing these two Daves, but it's not because of telling their stories and how great they are and all they overcome, but it's to give a parent who has a child with some limitations the belief that their child really can move forward in life.
Right.
And just because it looks like they can't do something, or you think they're dreaming about something, our encouragement is don't, even if you're doubting, which is, you know, if you're talking about my Daves and them playing professional baseball, if you're a real parent, you're going to doubt that they can do that. However, don't show the doubt. And that's what our encouragement is, to not show the doubt. And so that's that, those. And then I got video, just go watch, you know, our pulling each other along YouTube channel, or things that we're starting to try to do a lot more video. And there's like a little thing where Dave last year, Dave Stevens, this Dave, he throws a ball to a little boy in a walker. And he's literally like catching a ball for the first time in his life. And if you want to see winning a World Series type excitement, that video has it. And we get to share those, moments of magic on a regular basis, just by doing the little thing that we do, by setting up a sports camp for kids and young adults with all different challenges.
Yeah, and Doug, before we leave this, can you introduce the book, the if you would, just give us a.
So if I can show my visual here, this is my children's book.
Right.
It's called A Pound of Kindness. It's actually about Dave Clark. So anybody wants to help me fund a children's book for Dave Stevens, we got several ideas there as well. And the children's book, A Pound of Kindness, inspired this book called Pulling Each Other Along.
Yeah.
And in Pulling Each Other Along, I've got Dave Stevens, Dave Clark, Rocky Blyer, Terry Bradshaw wrote the foreword. And we have all these folks, mostly folks in the disability world, mostly folks in the sports world, but it's not all sports and it's not all disabilities, but sharing what pulled them along in their life's journey. And it could be the simple thing of the love of dance, or getting an opportunity to pinch hit for Daryl Strawberry, you know? And so those little moments in our life, or a gym teacher who said, no, you're going to participate in our phys ed class and change a life. And so those are the moments that we bring out in this book, and each chapter separate. So if you're not a big reader, you don't have to read every chapter and you're still going to love the book.
Right. It's almost like a chicken soup for the soul kind of feel to it. But I don't know.
It is, but it's better.
I love it.
Not biased at all.
No, right. I love it. Pulling Each Other Along is the book. Doug Kornfield is one of the authors, and Dave Stevens is with us, and they're working on this this project and these events together. What's the vision like for this year for your work together in terms of events? What's on your mind? What are you planning? What are you thinking about?
Just literally got off a planning meeting for myself. One of the camps we're trying to put together, which would be a new camp, is actually in California with the San Jose Giants, working with a sponsor to sponsor this event. So we have a full sponsor. If people want to learn more about that, they should get a hold of me. But our for Disability Dream and Do, and what we're trying to do is to do more camps, whether they're athletic camps or even an acting camp or a music camp that we have. And, you know, it's not just about sports. It's about exploring potential. But we, you know, we're sports guys, and that's where our niche is. And we've done hockey and baseball as our primary sports events, and even some football events that we're trying to pull together. So it's to get enough sponsors, enough people to partner with us, so that the camps that we're already doing, whether they're in New York or in Hudson, in Connecticut or in Florida or California, or if you want to bring a camp to your own area, then they would reach out to us and say, you know what, I'm a business. I'd probably make $5 to $50 million a year. And instead of doing a picnic this year, let's fund a disability sports camp.
Yes.
And we can make that happen and make it a team building event. And it's going to have so much more impact on your employees, but it's also going to have more impact on the community at large. And then we have a 7-time Emmy Award winner that creates really good content as well.
You know, Dave and I, Doug, they can also bring us in to speak, where the money will go to our charity organizations. So we hit schools, you know, because I think it's so important for people to hear our stories and to hear our narrative, the young youth especially, because, you know, ignorance and prejudice is learned. You know, it's not inherited. And if we can help open people's eyes to the community of the seen and unseen disabled and let them see there are success stories, but more importantly, for the able-bodied to see if a guy like Dave and myself and Doug's son, Gideon, can do the things that we do with our setbacks. You know, what's everybody's excuse that has two arms and two legs and two eyes and can go out there and make a difference? So, you know, it's so rewarding, even at my advancing age, to continue to try to showcase and live that life that we've, you know, we've broken that mold. You know, we are trying to showcase that, you know, disabled doesn't, you know, it's not a curse. It can be a blessing.
Oh, that's well said. It's not just about the person with the challenge. It's everybody's perspective has changed. I had a mentor one time tell me, he said, Dean, if I could give you a gift, I'd give you the gift of perspective. And I've thought about that a lot since. We have a special needs child. She had a massive stroke in the womb. And, you know, if you looked at the scan, I mean, it was not good. And she's been the greatest gift in our life. She's 22 now. She's the CEO of the foundation that I work for, which is the chief encouragement officer. And everybody she touches, she encourages, she blesses. She's a life changer. She's changed our family for the good. And it hasn't because, and it's been mostly because of what you just said. It's the perspective. The way she sees life is different than the way most of us see life. She's not worried about tomorrow. She's not mad about yesterday. There's no grudges. There's no competition. There's no rivalry. There's no ego. Like, what if we could all, in fact, I think she said, or a friend of hers, or somebody said, Dad, every family needs someone like me. That's also stuck with me because I've thought, you know what? That's true. Like, she is a gift. God doesn't make mistakes, you know, but you guys, I'm preaching to the choir here, but just tell me what your thoughts are on all this. Either one of you.
So I can go on this because, you know, one of the things that we talk about, you know, specifically with our camps or at a speaking event where Dave and Dave come and quite frankly, they're not just up there because they have this disability or whatever. They're up there because they're really good speakers and they will move a crowd. You will cry, you will laugh, you will be inspired, you will learn. It's so much broader than just having somebody with a limitation up there on your stage. These guys are actually not just good, they're great. And so when people come to our camps, we often say it's not the participants that get the most out of this. It's the family members, it's the players, it's the volunteers that actually get more out of putting this camp on than the participants themselves. So our perspective is, yeah, they really do have that very great, unbelievable perspective change when they come to our events or they get to meet Dave and Dave.
We've had former major leaguers who become minor league managers that say this is the most important day of their season because the players do get that perspective and it does change their eyes and their minds going forward of going 0-for-4 at the plate. Is it really compared to somebody that can't walk or talk and is playing baseball for the first time? And so it really is, you know, it's important for people to realize that people with seen and unseen disabilities can do something. I didn't get these Emmys from ESPN by, you know, audience participation. I did it because I earned it with the job that I did. Dave Clark didn't get to coach, you know, overseas in the major leagues over there because of, you know, somebody felt sorry for this guy on crutches. So we have to change people's perspective and teach empathy instead of sympathy because, you know, right. Why do you need arms and legs to be a detective? Why do you need arms and legs to create a military defense system where we think they have to carry a backpack and go through certain training? Like, we need to open up our eyes to the abilities of those that are challenged. And the problem with COVID and everything is we've changed the demographic of what inclusiveness meant. And the disabled world's kind of been kicked out of the world of inclusiveness because it now means LGBTQ or your race. And it's like, now we're fighting for jobs and, you know, trying to get as much equal opportunities and they've kind of forgot about us. And I'll leave you with this point, you know, being handicapped and disabled, that's the biggest minority in the entire world. Yet we have the smallest voices and we don't have those opportunities and jobs and television and media and things like that. So it's great, Dean, that you give us this opportunity to let people know that there's a lot more people out there that can make a difference.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, I wish my daughter could like talk to the members of Congress. I feel like she'd solve the whole thing like in 15 minutes. Like, I mean, can we just get a grip here? You know, the perspective, of some of these friends that, you know, are discounted or discarded for whatever reason, when you really get to know who they are and the brilliance and the gifting in whatever area is spectacular. So how do people, Doug, what is the website for the foundation that's putting on the event? How do people get in touch with you?
So, you know, a couple different ways, but D3Day.com. You know, that's
D3Day.
D3Day. That was the shortest .com that I could come up with. And, you know, there's avenues where people can donate to our fund, our Disability Dream and Do fund on there. But, you know, to connect with us is probably when, you know, we really have somebody interested in having Dave or Dave as a speaker, reach out to me. LinkedIn for business people is a great way to get me. There's not very many Doug Cornfields in the world. And, you know, I have a son who's Doug Cornfield Jr. Other than that, we're pretty much, I think, the only two. So getting a hold of me on LinkedIn is an easy way. We have a couple of other websites pulling each other along. We actually have a small business group that we're connecting people to sponsor us, but it's a business networking group as well. So they're not just giving us money. They're actually interacting with us and being a part of what we're doing and helping us grow, but we're also trying to help them grow. So it's a way for us to give back to our sponsors. And so we're not just on the take all the time.
That's really good. We need to do an event in California with Dave Stevens and Daryl Strawberry together.
That'd be good.
How great would that be? You know, Daryl's a good friend. Do you know Frank Sontag?
The name sounds familiar.
He's like Daryl's best friend. And he's in LA. He's a radio host, just started a podcast. You should look him up. He's a powerful guy. But Frank, Frank could put on an event with us that would be amazing. But before I let you guys go, but Dave Stevens, I have to ask you. I have to ask you about Bill and B. Stevens.
Those were my adoptive parents. Yeah.
Your story is like, it's too, this is like, what's the movie Blindside? This is like Blindside, Forrest Gump, and something else all rolled into one. But what are your thoughts on adoption? You were born with no legs and this couple took you in.
Yeah. Strike one, born with no legs. Strike two, put up for adoption. And this loving couple, a World War II veteran who'd been injured twice in Germany and in Japan. And my housewife adopted me. They were much older, but they instilled in me that I wasn't different, that I was just, you know, unique, and that nothing could hold me back. And, you know, when you're in those moments, you don't realize how poor we were, because my dad was so beat up from the war. He lost his job as a truck driver, and we lived on, yeah, I guess state government, I'm not sure. We moved around 13 times. I went to 5 different schools, but, you know, sports turned out to be the way that it was going to get me somewhere. By playing sports, I started getting noticed, which led to a scholarship at Augsburg University in Minnesota and a TV job, and then, you know, going on to ESPN. But losing my parents, my mom died the day I left for college in 1984 from cancer, and my dad died a year and a half later from cancer. And it's those challenges and things that I have the most regrets, that they didn't get to see the things that I've done, you know.
But maybe they have seen it. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope. And I, you know, and that's why the most important part to me is my three sons. I have three boys, 20, soon to be 18 and 16. And I've tried to give them as normal life as I could from the perspective of a parent with a disability, and to not let them see that they ever got left out of anything. In fact, I got to have them, you know, on the field at World Series and NFL games and all these kind of things that a lot of kids don't get to do, that, you know, meant a lot to me because of, you know, the gift. You know, I wouldn't want to be born any other way. I am so happy that I was born without legs. Now I'm aging, my arms hurt, the shoulders are bad, but, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today. I might be, you know, at a Walmart parking lot with a can, you know, asking for money or something like that. But I decided to turn my disability into my ability. And, you know, thanks to Doug and D3 Day and all the people along the way, we just kind of showcased that, yeah, shoot for those dreams. You know, I had those dreams. You can see it on That's Incredible. If you ever look up the episode, I said I wanted to replace Howard Cosell in television, and I wanted to play minor league professional baseball. Who's going to say that a kid with no legs can do that? But I had coaches and parents and people along the way that said, look, take your shot. And that's all you can do in life is to make the most of it and don't sit back and regret.
You're a hero. Doug, closing thoughts?
You know, just appreciate you guys having us on, and any ways that we can help you help this network get going. You know, we're about exploring potential. And that's really what we want to do, not just for children and young adults with disabilities. It's really all of us. There's so many people struggling.
Yeah.
We need to get these stories out. You know, there's times when we don't know how we're going to make it the next day.
Right.
And we have to lean on our own stories and our own thoughts of perspective. And, you know, and I have those moments of perspective, you know, being, I was in Haiti one time. I was at an orphanage. Well, if you really want to see poverty, go to Haiti and go to an orphanage. And then it gives you a different perspective of where we are today. And so those moments of perspective are, you know, really growth for all of us. And also we want to encourage people, not just reach for mediocrity. We're reaching for excellence. And we want children and young adults with disabilities to be reaching for excellence as well.
Yeah, it's so critical. And again, just don't forget about Doug's first book, A Pound of Kindness. Kindness is such a important value trait to pass on to our children. And I love how you guys have emphasized that. But these books are great. Pulling Each Other Along, I encourage you to check out the websites that we've mentioned, Dave Stevens and Doug Cornfield. I'm grateful to have you as friends, and I look forward to seeing how this all develops, because there's a lot to do.
Thanks for having us, Dean.
Thanks, Dean. And I've got a podcast called Geary Stein and Stevens, too, where we get a lot of celebrity guests and famous people to come on and have fun. So you can catch us that way, too, and pull us along. Help us out.
Gary Stein Stevens. That's the name of the
podcast. Gary Stein and Stevens, is the podcast. We're on Roku, we're on TV, we're on everything. So it's great. Like,
love
you.
It. Love it. Gary Stein and Stevens is the podcast. I'll check that out. I look forward to that. Say hi to Isle of Borders. Don't forget.
I will, Dean, right after this.
Thank you, guys. God bless you. And thank you all for joining us. We're so grateful. We'll see you next time.